A young child, without looking, follows a bouncing ball into a busy street. His parent nearby sees what's going on, quickly grabs him out, and begins to yell and scream, "You may never, ever run into a street without looking." Child looks up, frightened, and begins to cry. Those tears are a beautiful thing. This week's parsha describes the scene in which Yaakov dresses up as his hairy twin brother Esav to receive the blessings from their father. And he enters into his father's room carrying a plate of delicacies prepared by his mother, and he says, "Abba, please, sit up. Let me give you something to eat." And his father, Yitzchak, suspects that something is off, something is wrong. And he asks to feel his son's arms and utters the phrase, "Hakol kol Yaakov." The voice is the voice of Yaakov. "Vayadayim yidei Esav." But the hands are the hands of Esav. And Rashi explains that the voice of Yaakov has nothing to do with the sound of his voice. The twins actually sounded exactly alike. It had to do with his manner of speech. The words that he chose, the tone that he used. It was pleasant, it was soft, it was kind. And Yitzchak said to himself, "I was expecting my son Esav, but this isn't Esav's voice. This is the voice of Yaakov." We all have a voice. It's our standard manner of speech. It's what those who interact with us come to expect from us, whether we speak softly or loudly, if it's pleasant or if our words are harsh and abrasive, if our words are mean or if they're kind. What's our tone when we make requests, and how do we react to frustrations when things don't go the way that we expect them to go? And our children recognize that voice we have more than anyone else. They know exactly what to expect from us. They know what type of words we're going to use, what our tone will be. They know whether or not we have a voice of Yaakov, whether or not we're pleasant and kind and soft in our words. One of the ways that we can tell what our voice is when we make a change, an adjustment, something different from our regular voice. When we yell and scream at a kid for running into the street. A child who reacts with fright, who begins to cry, is a child who generally has a home that's filled with the voice of Yaakov. And they're recognizing something is different, something is off. Why am I being screamed at? This must be significant, it must be important. The child who has no reaction to being yelled at is probably being yelled at for other things as well, for spilling orange juice on the floor and missing a curfew or forgetting their homework at school. And it's a conscious effort to create the voice of Yaakov, to create a home that the atmosphere is one of pleasantness, of kindness, of softness in the manner that we speak, in the way that we make requests, in the way that we deal with our everyday frustrations. And it's in our everyday interactions that we create that voice, that we create the standard of what our children can expect, that they know that they can hear from us, the voice of Yaakov. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.